This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. The Festival of Trees is underway. The beautifully decorated trees are admired by visitors who've come from as far away as Wisconsin. This is an example of a community benefit hosted at a facility provided by an entrepreneurial family in rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Stacy Wirtz and her husband Brian are owners of Frontage 109, the facility which hosts the annual Festival of Trees and many other events. Stacy grew up near Randolph, attended cosmetology college, and later earned a certificate in executive coaching. Brian grew up at Riley and went to Fort Hays State before coming back to farm and ranch in Riley County. They married and live on a farm/ranch near Randolph today. Stacy worked for Farm Bureau Insurance and then Frontier Farm Credit. She became interested in strategic planning for businesses and organizations. She did such planning with Advisors Excel and now is a manager with Innovate 24, an independent Riley County economic development organization. Brian and Stacy also own a facility named One Iron where she does executive business coaching. In her early years of marriage, Wirtz was cutting hair, mostly for friends and neighbors. Her husband fixed up a hair salon in an old barn nearby. That worked fine until one cold day during calving season when she went to style a girl's hair for prom and found two baby calves next to a heater in her salon. My customer got a big laugh out of it, Wirtz said. In 2016, Wirtz saw an old stone building for sale in the nearby community of Leonardville. It had been an antique store with a hair salon in the back. They purchased the building and closed on it in the same month that their oldest daughter was born. Nothing like adding a newborn and a building renovation to your plate at the same time, Wirtz said. They made renovations and opened the hair salon. We weren't sure what to do with the front part, Wirtz said. They had birthday parties for their kids there. Eventually, this became an event space. The building is located at 109 West Barton Street in Leonardville, and 109 happens to be a combination of their favorite numbers. One of our first dates was on a frontage road, Wirtz said. They put the two together and named the facility Frontage 109. It was harder to name the business than it was to name our kids, Wirtz said with a smile. The Wirtzes have frequently donated their event space for community benefits through the years. Wirtz reflected on 10 years of activities. Scrolling through the years, I realized just how many organizations have filled this space. Church groups, FFA chapters, school clubs, fundraisers, community meetings, celebrations, and everything in between, Wirtz said. It has become multi-generational. Wirtz remembers styling prom hair for girls and later hosting their bridal showers and then their baby showers there. On one occasion, Wirtz was applying for a grant which needed support letters from the community. She sent out a request to community friends for 3 letters and received a flood of them. I had no idea how much people appreciated what we had done, Wirtz said. Wirtz appreciates small-town values. I brag about things like when I sent my kids walking to the library while I cleaned, only to find out later the library had closed an hour earlier. But the librarian kept it open because she knew I was busy, Wirtz said. We have neighbors who use the facility and leave it better than they found it every single time. And families who babysat our kids so that we could set up for events or so I could finish hair appointments late into the evening, she said. These are qualities found in a rural community such as Leonardville, population 432 people. Now that's rural. Among other events, Frontage 109 hosts the annual Festival of Trees, which is a fundraiser for the Leonardville Area Business Association and which attracts lots of guests during the holidays. We salute Stacy Wirtz, husband Brian, and family for making a difference with local entrepreneurship and positive small-town values. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.